It's by Ranga Krishnan, an entrepreneur in technologies in the real estate business, but also now taking this entrepreneurial spirit into Matrix applications. And today we're going to see the Matrix application in Blue Sky, so for end-to-end encryption. I would ask you to save your questions either to the end or to ask them in the Matrix chat room for this room. And yeah, that would be it. We're glad to hear from you about Blue Sky and Matrix today.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the Matrix conference for sort of getting this talk in so at the last minute. You know, the title says what this is about. Blue Sky doesn't have today encrypted DMs. Blue Sky, as probably all of you know, it's a Twitter alternative started by some folks in Twitter and has about 40 million users as of now. Most of the growth has happened in the last few months to a year. As background, there's quite a bit of interest in the AT Proto, which is the underlying protocol for Blue Sky or Blue Sky ecosystem for end-to-end encrypted direct messaging. So it's been on their radar. They've talked about it for a long time. They've been caught up in other priorities. Related to this is that Twitter, even in 2023, claimed that they had encrypted direct messaging, which is still in beta, as you see. That was just last month. It was made available to everybody. So it was a paid feature until then, made available to everybody. And even the owner of Twitter says that it's not secure and it could potentially be compromised. So with that kind of vote of confidence, I'm not sure how many people would trust it. But it is still, given that it's competing with Blue Sky, it does put the pressure on Blue Sky to also, you know, roll out something. So there are some efforts underway to build encryption sort of more or less from scratch for Blue Sky. You know, the benefits of using Matrix for this is that, you know, it's a tried and tested open source encryption stack. As many of you know, building encryption, from foundation is pretty buggy, error-prone business and really requires a lot of testing and validation for people to have trust in it. Matrix meets that test. It has group messaging built in. So some of the people have tried to build encrypted messaging, but it's pretty much, you know, two-party. They're not even trying to do it in a federated setup. So it's pretty much a central server. The handling the complexity of federation together with group messaging is not something they're even trying to do. what federation allows in this case, is that we can allow the users to bring in their own Matrix account. So what I'm going to show today is a case where, you know, we have a Matrix server and the accounts for the Blue Sky users are created on that Synapse server. But we are going to be able to support people bringing their own Matrix account, and that increases, you know, the security and the confidence that people have that the messaging will not be compromised. So those are some of the benefits of reusing Matrix. Here's kind of what it looks like. The top left, you see the two tabs, secure and insecure. So that's kind of the change in the Blue Sky messaging as is. You don't have that, and you just have the sort of insecure part without saying that. When you try to create a new chat, you see the potential users you could communicate with, And we can know, you know, who you can have a secure chat with, and who, you know, would be the insecure. That's the current, DMs that are available, and we indicate that in the starting of the chat. And so if you start a chat with a user who is not using, our end-to-end encrypted DMs, one of the existing users, then this is what it looks like on the right. And when a user of our system sends a message to a user who's using the, you know, regular, the current DMs in Blue Sky, the insecure version, the first message that goes out, we append the message that you see at the bottom: please install BC Social to secure your chat. So this is a way in which, you know, existing users will get to learn about this and install a secure chat system. And this is what the secure chat looks like. So this was something that when I introduced this to Matthew, we had this chat over here. One of the things I want to point out is that this chat not only is available for you to view in the Blue Sky application, but because it's a matrix chat, you can use the Element client. So you can bring it up in the Element client, just point it to the server, log in, and that's what you see that Matthew tried to do at the end of the chat over here. And what that also means is that we can support group communication, so there could be a chat with multiple parties, and it would show up here in Blue Sky, but it'll also show up in your Element client, and you have all of that flexibility. So with that, I'm going to attempt something that's always risky, but we'll see what happens. We'll look at a live demo here. So and then okay, so that was between two accounts that support the encrypted chat. The next thing, how much time do I have? I have 10 more. Okay, so I'll just show you the onboarding process. Let me see here. Okay, so we're gonna look at just the simplicity of the signing up process for a user, and so you know the experience there. Okay, so we're gonna create a new account. So by default, we are creating it on our PDS with that BC Social as the endpoint. But as you know, in Blue Sky, you can later change it to any handle. And then so we're constraining it with the invite code right now, which I will offer to send to any of you who are interested in trying this. Okay. And so we first log in into the Blue Sky PDS, and then right now we require the user to log in with the new account that they just created. Okay, so now the secure messaging is being set up. So basically, the account on Matrix is being created, and then we are logging in on the Matrix server for the user. We manage the recovery key, and if you have any questions about how we do that, we can handle that in the question section. So this is just the standard setup in... let me... Okay, so there we have it. That's all it takes for a user to create an account. So very simple, and they have secure and insecure comms now. So with that, let me quickly go here. That was the demo, and while I was preparing these slides, this song was playing in the background, so I thought, you know, that was kind of cool. But if you scan this QR code, I can send you a invite code to create an account and play with this. It's still we haven't launched the service as yet, we'll be doing that soon, and you'll have to create a new account there. But right now, you can test it out here. That's it. Question? Yeah.
All right. So we'll start with questions from the room.
Yes. So you probably will expect this question, but how are you managing the recovery key in the backend? Because I notice you aren't showing it to the user.
Yes. Yes. So when the account is being created, actually on the second step, when they log in, we create the recovery key for them. And then with the password that the user has entered, we encrypt it. And then we store it in a database. Okay. But neither the password nor the recovery key ever leave the client, the front end, right? So you know, it's secure. In that sense, so the idea is that sort of convenience for this sort of user base is more important. Now, there are ways to improve that security in two ways. So first is, once we allow people to bring their own Matrix account, they can bring in their own Matrix account, and then we can ask them, do you want us to manage your recovery key or not in this way? If they prefer, if they say no, we will even offer them the option, just like in Element or other clients, to enter the recovery key themselves. So that way we don't have the recovery key either. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? And maybe also from the chat, if anyone. If not, then let us thank our speaker again. And
yeah. Thank you.